Dom, welcome to New England.
Thank you.
And I guess the best place to start is your title is going to be special assistant. And what to you? What are those duties going to entail?
Well, you know, I think anything that I can contribute to the staff, and I'm sure that'll be ongoing. In terms of the first thing is getting in and familiarizing myself with. Obviously the rest of the staff and the structure and that, and my primary role be coaching the secondary, and then really anything else that I can contribute.
You feel your primary role then will be coaching the secondary?
Right, I'll be working with the secondary, like I said, we'll kind of see, I think, how things go, and, what other things I can contribute, I'll certainly be ready. You know, I think the biggest thing is when you go into a new situation, you try to figure out what your role is going to be, and then you jump in and do the best job in that role that you can. And I think one of the advantages of being a head coach for a number of years is you always knew what you were looking for in assistance, and hopefully I can be that guy.
Coach, can you talk about your past relationship with Bill Belichick and how this arrangement came to happen this week?
Well, I've always had a lot of respect for Bill. You know, it goes way back, you know, when he was a defensive coordinator with the Giants, in the 80s. I was down with the New Orleans Saints, from 86 to 91. And then when Bill Cowher took the Pittsburgh job, I went to Pittsburgh with Bill as his defensive coordinator. And of course, Bill was at Cleveland at that time. And, you know, there's a big rivalry between the Steelers and the Browns. And so, I followed Bill there. Of course, I've had great admiration for what he's been able to do, there in New England since he's been there. I mean, it's, unmatched, really.
Hey, Dom, with someone who has an extensive background on the defensive side of the ball as you do, how much are you looking forward to working with Dean Pease?
Very much so. You know, I've had a chance over the last few days to spend some time with Dean, and been very impressed by Dean. You know, he's a guy that's done a really good job every place that he's been. We've got a lot of common friends in the business, and I think they all hold him in very high regards.
Coach, can you talk about, you were in discussions with the Dallas Cowboys at one point about possibly joining their staff. Can you maybe talk about why it didn't work out there and why it was able to come together with the Patriots?
Well, you never know how these things are going to go, I learned a long time ago that it's important that the staffs fit together, and it's like putting a team together. You have to kind of have a feel, I think, for what everybody's roles are going to be and what they can contribute, and that's what makes a good football team, and I think it's what makes a good staff. And I just felt, going up to New England, it was a good fit, and like I said, I've had so much respect for Bill, and they're a multiple style defense. They can play a lot of different styles. I think that's what you have to do in this era.
Dom, you mentioned that you know Dean Pease. Did you actually check with Dean before you took the job to make sure it was something that maybe he was okay with you coming on board?
Well, Dean and I went out to dinner the first night that I was there, and so. I had a great visit, with him. And like I say, we have so many common, common acquaintances. So, yes, I felt that it would be really a good working relationship, or I wouldn't have felt comfortable doing it if that wasn't the case. But I felt very good about it.
Yeah, Dom, as someone who has watched Zach Thomas up close the last couple of years, he and his representative have expressed an interest in New England. What I'm wondering is, do you think a guy like that, given his style, how much would he fit in with the New England's 3-4?
Well, I haven't had a real chance, to really study the personnel that much, but I can say this about Zach Thomas, that, I've been in the NFL for 22 years now. This will be 23 coming up.
Thanks a lot. No problem.
He's one of the best preparers that I've been around. He's one of the top guys. I mean, the guy is obsessive in his preparation. He's very much of a professional. He's going to spend probably as much time as the coaches do. getting ready for the game, and I think that's why he's been able to have the kind of production and success that he has over his career, because when he came in, he came in as a a fifth or sixth round draft pick. He was a later draft pick, and just through a lot of hard work and determination and commitment, I think he's really made himself into a real, real fine player.
Sticking with linebackers here, if you could just talk about how you see, I know you said you're coming in to coach secondary primarily, but can you talk about how the linebacker position has evolved? It seems like these guys are more versatile, they're bigger, they're stronger than maybe some of the one or two down players of a generation ago.
Well, you know, everything goes in cycles, and I think you probably see a few more 3-4 teams now, and if you've been in the league for a while, you see it go to where there was hardly any, to where there's more, and I think sometimes the type of guys that are coming out of college dictate that, but the flexibility that, a good linebacker can give you, one that has the ability to not only rush the passer, but drop into coverage, and I think that is one of the advantages of having four backers on the field as opposed to three, but I think the good thing about Bill's system is he's got the ability to utilize either 3-4 or 4-3, and that gives you great flexibility.
Dom, did you I know that Nick Saban and Bill are close, and obviously you were on Nick's staff at Miami. Did you have any discussions with Nick about joining Bill's staff, or just trying to get a feel for Bill and what to expect?
Well, Nick and I go way back. I mean, we were graduate assistants together back in the early 70s at Kent State. And of course, Nick was Bill's defensive coordinator at Cleveland the whole time. I was Bill Cowher's defensive coordinator at Pittsburgh. So, and then, 2 years ago, I came down here with Nick and was with him, the year before he left and went over to Alabama. So during that time, I obviously we'd have a lot of discussions, about Bill, and that's where you feel like you're familiar, with Bill, never having worked for him, having worked with Nick. Nick worked for Bill for quite a while.
Hey, Dom, a lot of times you hear some players say, signed with New England is, they want the ring, they want a chance to, that's what they play the game for. I mean, you as a coach, was that a factor at all in your decision to come aboard?
Well, we've played against them here the last 2 years, and of course I've coached against them for a number of years. But I'll just say this, that I'm the only coach in the history of the league, okay, to start to expansion teams from scratch. So I know what the feeling's like when you have to go out on that field with and you know that your talent's not quite up to your competition, and I've got a tremendous amount of respect for what Bill and his staff has done there in terms of talent acquisition and how hard they are to line up and defend. I mean, we certainly saw that this year, sure, I'm excited about joining a team that's had the success that they've had, and because that's not always the way that it is, and it's certainly during the 9 years that I was a head coach, when you start two expansion teams, you're always fighting that uphill battle in terms of trying to get the kind of talent you need to go out and have success.
Don, about 8 years ago, just before the Patriots, when they were wondering whether they could get Bill from the Jets, your name was mentioned as a possible head coach here. Do you remember that? And remember, how close did things actually get?
Well, I don't know, how close they ever get. I did come up and visit with them and was, real impressed with Mr. Kraft. And I knew at that time he was very upfront, with me in terms of their familiarity with Bill, having been
right
there before. So I visited with him and had a feeling, if Bill would be available, that's the way they'd go. And they certainly made the right decision. Okay, all you have to do is look at what the franchise has done since that point in time. So, I was familiar with the organization and familiar with Mr. Kraft and his vision and what he wanted to accomplish there.
Dom, with the possibility of losing Asante Samuel through free agency, how much is that going to increase the challenge you may face with having to coach the secondary?
Well, all I know about Asante is from playing against him, and he's obviously a very fine player. And you know, that's the challenge. That's the challenge in this league now. Is from 1 year to the next, your team can change, and it can change tremendously. And so, if you do end up losing a good player, you have to try to find somebody to take their place, and that's an ongoing challenge in this league now in terms of being able to adjust not only your talent but what you do based on the talent that you have.
One more question, guys.
Don, just kind of going back to where we started here. I mean, you've been a head coach for going back to '95, head coach or a coordinator, and kind of say your primary responsibility is going to be the secondary, and that would seem like for a guy that's had a lot of responsibility in other areas, that's a step back, so to speak. I mean, again, did you and Bill sit down and talk about anything specifically with regard to the special assistant tag and what you might offer beyond coaching the secondary people?
Well, you know, again, I mentioned anything else that I can contribute, I'll be more than happy to do. And you know, I've always enjoyed the X and O part of the game, the coaching part of the game, the relationship with the players. You certainly do have a different relationship, I think, with the players as an assistant coach than you do as a head coach. And I enjoy the teaching aspect of it. So, you know, I'm hoping that with, you know, the experience that I have in the league, that I'll be able to contribute in any way that might be helpful to helping the team win, really.
Take one more if there's anyone.
How much do you think it maybe motivated Bill to hire you, that I think you were the last defensive coordinator to shut these guys out, that 21-0 win you guys had in Miami. I think it was the 06 season. Do you think that helped you at all in terms of Bill wanting to bring you in?
Well, I don't know on that. You know, I think that we all know that that things, you know, things can change quickly. You know, I mean, that was a good day for us, and you know, the Patriots certainly turned around. And when they came down here this year, it was a totally different story. So sometimes you can look pretty smart one day and not very smart the next day. But there's so many variables to go into things. You know, I think over the years, you know, we've competed against each other so much, and both being defensive coaches that go back into the 80s, you know, Bill's Giants defenses, I used to spend a lot of time watching those, and we had some pretty good defenses at New Orleans at that time, so there were a lot of similarities, and I think, like, you encourage your players to watch the top players. You know, as coach, you should always spend a lot of time watching the top defenses to see if there's anything that you might be able to pick up and use within your system.
All right, guys, thank you. Thank you, Dom.
Thank you.